Good evening, everyone. This is Frank Allen here on WHRW Binghamton. We're here to do Tract or Fiction, the weekly program that we do where we explore the works of Jack Chick. He makes these little comic books talking about things that he believes in, and we like to figure out what they're all about here. So we're going to start with this tract as a reenactment, and then we're going to debate it, as we always do. This tract we're doing tonight is called The Trial, it's very, I think it was written in coordination with one of the most famous law schools or something, because it's very legally accurate. So let's just jump right into it, The Trial.
Once upon a time, in a school playground just like the one you and or your child plays on a regular basis, two little girls were whispering to one another secretly. After many highly charged and powerful words, one of the girls leapt up.
"I'm gonna tell my mom what you said!"
She did just that.
Annie said that?
"Yes, Mom, but wait!"
"Nobody tells my daughter these things."
"But Mom!"
Mrs. Baxter dragged her daughter Debbie off to the ACLQ headquarters, which is, I don't know, the American Civil Liberties Quorum? Sure, why not? There, they met with a fat, ugly lawyer.
"Yes, you do have a case. How much do you want?"
$10 million.
They immediately held a press conference, and the bleeding heart liberal media was quick to grab onto the story with its vicious fangs and tear into it.
"We are awaiting the arrival of the infamous defendant, Mrs. Anne Gordon. There she is. Miss Gordon, you are charged with a major hate crime. Your hateful words have inflamed the entire country. Is there anything you'd like to say before you go on trial?"
"I just told her what God said."
"Hmm! How dare you speak for God?"
"It's real easy. Want some of my cookie?"
Soon, the trial was underway.
"Your Honor, I will be calling a highly respected clergyman from four major religions that have been offended. I will show that the defendant violated Mrs. Baxter's civil and religious rights and purposely brainwashed her child. Your Honor, I submit Exhibit A. This piece of hate literature was handed to my client's daughter."
"Let the record show that the paper reads, 'Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.'"
"That's a lie!"
"Hateful!"
"Order in the court."
"There are many ways to heaven."
"I call Bishop Danny O'Toole."
"Proceed, Counselor."
"Oh, my laddie, there is no salvation outside the Church of Rome. But by what authority can she cause such division amongst those of us who are sacred? The teachings of the Mother Church are the final authority on this issue. That and me whiskey right here. What respected theological document would teach such a narrow doctrine? I stake my terrible Irish accent upon this."
"It's in the Bible, sir."
"I call Abdullah Abdullah."
"Islam is outraged. That statement destroys our religion. It humiliates Allah, the Quran, and the Prophet Muhammad, blessed be."
"I call Rabbi Ginsburg to the stand."
"Aye, if that verse is true, then I am not going to heaven, because the Jewish religion rejects Jesus Christ."
"And Dr. Green, as a professor of theology and a noted Bible scholar, what do you think of that verse?"
"It should be removed from the Bible. My study of Greek and Hebrew confirm that there are many ways to heaven. This little fanatic is guilty of insulting us all."
"Ms. Gordon, what did you say to Debbie Baxter?"
"I told Debbie that Jesus was the only way she could get into heaven. He's the only way for you too, Judge."
"Just answer the questions, young lady."
"The emotional stress of this hateful attack has almost caused me to have a mental breakdown."
"Lastly, Your Honor, I called Debbie Baxter to the stand."
"Oh, I'm counting on you, baby."
"So, Debbie, can you tell the court in your own words what happened?"
"When I told Mama what Annie said, she dragged me to the lawyer. I didn't get to tell her the best part."
"Please, by all means, tell the court what else took place."
"When Annie told me I should ask Jesus into my heart, I did. Now I love God and everybody, and Jesus is my way to heaven because Jesus doesn't lie."
"Case dismissed."
"No, my dreams of filthy sweet monies.
Many years later, Mrs. Baxter, Bishop O'Toole, Abdulia Abdullah, Rabbi Ginsburg, and the Reverend Dr. Green all die at a trial reunion party. Then, a startling event occurs. All five rise from their graves. Oops, they thought the trial was over. But it wasn't. A much higher court takes over. The one who will judge nations and every man, woman, and child who ever lived now demands an account of their actions. It is Judgment Day.
You five now know that Annie was right. There's only one way to heaven. And I, Jesus Christ, am that way. I left heaven and came to earth to die for your sins so you could get into heaven. I'll never allow sin to get in heaven. And only shedding of my sinless blood could pay the price for your sins. The gift of eternal life is only through that shed blood, but you all rejected it. Therefore, you died in your sins. Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Satan does not want you to believe the gospel, so he and his followers, call it hate literature.
Oh, my laddie, I can't believe this. I am in the excess of evil.
No matter what anyone tells you, Jesus is the only way into heaven.
If you want to go there, do what he says.
And that's the end of that tract.